They were two fellows from northeastern Pennsylvania who loved jazz, and they wanted to share their passion for the music with others here in the region. So they reached out to performers they knew here and as far away as New Orleans, and certainly to New York City, and they wound up presenting what was considered to be the very first jazz festival in the United States. Jazz critic Leonard Feather put it in writing, and there's a plaque commemorating the occasion on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Great players from the area performed. There was a national headliner. Sonny Greer, drummer with Duke Ellington, came to town. And what was especially noteworthy, a band of bright and gifted young musicians from Scranton were invited to play. They were called the Musical Miners, with talent to burn at a very early age. One of the band members of the Musical Miners was young Patrick Marcinko, who had an intense passion for music, and music went on to become his life. Teaching, passing on his love to students and to his oh-so-talented children. Marco Marcinko is one of Patrick Marcinko's sons, and Marco has taken the torch, and he too is passing along a passion for the music in so many ways. A world-class percussionist and keyboard player who has performed with jazz greats and toured with Maynard Ferguson. He works regularly with NEA jazz master Dave Liebman, in addition to leading his own groups, and he teaches at Penn State and directs the Keystone College Jazz Institute, and much more. And what is a delightful coincidence, another two fellows from northeastern Pennsylvania who love jazz got together and co-founded a jazz festival in the region to share their love of the music. Their festival would feature some of the finest regional jazz players, always a national headliner, and a showcase for young performers like the Musical Miners from that first cavalcade of jazz here in the 1950s, a group, as we heard, featuring a wildly talented young man named Patrick Marcinko. 12 years ago, Patrick's son, Marco Marcinko, was approached by Bob Schlesinger of Scranton Public Theater, and they co-founded the Scranton Jazz Festival. And this year, appropriately, yet sadly, Patrick J. Marcinko Jr., who performed all those years ago in what was one of the very first jazz festivals in the country in Wilkes-Barre, will be remembered for his talents, his dedication to education, his passion for music, and for life. And that will be Saturday night, August 6th. Patrick J. Marcinko Jr. passed away on July 8th of this year, and the memorial tribute will feature the festival big band, including Marco Marcinko, as the festival welcomes NEA jazz master Jimmy Heath as a special guest. Before he lost his dad, Marco Marcinko, the artistic director of the festival, stopped in with co-founder Bob Schlesinger to fill us in on the 2016 Scranton Jazz Festival, August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Can you believe that it's 12 years that we're doing this unbelievable jazz festival in the Scranton region?
What were you hoping 12 years ago?
Well, I think when Bob approached me, Bob Schlesinger, who worked with Scranton Public Theater and Jason Miller for many, many years, he came and said, you know, what do you think of doing a jazz festival? And this story is told over and over and over again, and it's even on our website. Hanlon's Grove, Mayor Hanlon of Scranton, they named a grove after him at Naog Park, and Bob had the opportunity of having a tent resurrected there to host theater events. And we did the jazz festival in its early years. We did that at Naog Park. And then unfortunately, in February of which year, Bob?
2007, February 14th, Valentine's Day, my favorite day.
That was the year of a very bad snowstorm, and the tent collapsed, as well as
Toyota Pavilion.
Yeah, they took damage as well.
Everything that was vinyl that was up was destroyed in that year. But the beauty of it is, I've always loved jazz. I grew up in the D.C. area. Marco's one of the founders of and inspirational people that let jazz proliferate in the area. And I always knew Marco was the right guy. He's our artistic director. He's incredibly well cast. He's well connected, not only because he's an exceptional musician, and I'm saying that because I respect his ability, but also there's lots and lots of jazz musicians throughout the East Coast, the world, who also respect him, and that makes it very easy for him to bring them to Scranton to show off their wares and let the people of our region have a chance to see the best. And on top of that, we bring in the best from the region. So it's a beautiful combo of the best in our region mixed in with the best outside of our region. So that's what we wanted to do, and Marco's had a major impact in letting that happen.
And we do it over a three-day weekend. We do it August 5, 6, and 7. It'll be the first weekend of August this year. And it's always held for all of these past years since the tent went down at the historic Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel. We make a main stage there. And if anyone comes to the festival, if you're new, and you come to the back area of the Radisson, we tent that off. We put seats and carpeting, tables and chairs, food, all sorts of vendors and things of this nature, and a huge stage with an arch and a lighting and a massive sound system provided by Endeavor Audio and Craig Freeman Productions. So we take an entire day to build this festival.
The audience is well protected because it's under the canopy of the train station, so we don't have to worry about the elements in terms of people getting wet, equipment getting wet, things of that nature.
If anyone, too, wants to see, like in our photo gallery on our website, scrantonjazzfestival.org, you could look at some of the pictures of the past festival and you could get a feel for what it looks like. And there's even video clips up there and things of that nature. But I will tell you that this year, our lineup includes the great headliner, multi-platinum award-winning jazz rock legends, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, with Bo Bice now, who is singing. He took the place of David Clayton Thomas. So this is going to be on Sunday, August 7th, and they're gonna take the stage at 8 o'clock.
And for those who don't know who Bo Bice is, Bo Bice was the runner-up in the 2005 American Idol, and a lot of people think he should have won that one, but it doesn't matter. He was the most popular, and I've heard him, and he is tremendous and a tremendous addition to Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
He brings new blood to the band, too, which is, I think, a very important thing. So if you're a fan of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, this is another incarnation of the band for you to experience. I mean, it's a legendary group with some of the biggest hits ever in American music, whether you're a jazz fan or a classic rock fan or just a music fan in general. They've had hits over the years, many great hits. Friday, August 5th, we have the Tizer Trio at 7:30. 8:30, we have the great soul singer Alexis P. Sutter and her band. And she's appeared here at WVIA, and she's appeared in the region. And she's taking on some great, great accolades in the blues and soul family circles that she's been performing in. So we're going to be happy on our Friday night to have both of these groups. And the Tizer Trio is Lau Tizer, who's a keyboard player from the West Coast, and he's bringing his trio. They're on tour, and they're going to be performing here. And I've been trying to hook up with Lau Tizer and his group for a few years now, and it's never worked out because of touring schedules, but it's going to work out this year, which is going to be great. And then on Saturday, August 6th, starting at 5:30, we're going to have our student combos from the Keystone College Jazz Institute perform. This is always a very successful time slot because so many people that are interested in seeing the youth movement happen with jazz, and the parents come out and grandparents and friends and such. It's great to see the kids carrying on the tradition the right way. Then at 6:30, we have Jason Miles and the Kind of New Band right out of New York City. Then at 7:30, we have the Jost Project from Philadelphia.
Tremendous.
Paul Jost and vibraphonist Tony Maselli, bassist Kevin McConnell, and drummer Doug Herlinger. Very interesting group, and George has played this Jost Project on the radio many times. And then on Saturday night with our big band, we have this wonderful 17-piece orchestra, and we always bring in a guest artist. And this year, our living legend that's coming is Jimmy Heath, who the Heath brothers originally reside in the Philadelphia area, but he lives in New York now. Jimmy Heath is 90 years old. He's a National Endowment Award-winning artist. He's just had a multitude of recordings and as a sideman and a leader with his brothers, Percy Heath, Tootie Heath, Jimmy Heath. They call him Little Jimmy Heath. He's a great tenor saxophonist, great arranger-writer.
He's on Stephen Colbert the other night. Marco called me up and said, "You gotta, if you're not familiar with him, you got to see him now." So I turn on Stephen Colbert. And there he was. And he was, you know, he's got a jazz band that backs his show up. And there was little Jimmy Heath taking the bull by the horns. He had all those musicians wanting to play with him. It was great. And they all gave him a rousing applause.
It's a big honor for us to have, you know, to always have a legend.
Right from the Newport Jazz Festival. He's playing there the week before.
So it'll be great with him guesting with the big band and us playing his music. And that's Saturday, August 6th at 8:30. And then on Sunday, we have our jazz brunch at Carmen's Restaurant in the Radisson. Then at 7 o'clock, we kick off Sunday night with Tommy Hamilton and the Work in Progress Band, another group that's appeared here on Homegrown Music with George Graham. And that's the opening act.
Terrific band, by the way. I'm playing a lot of their original stuff.
Tommy's original music,
yes. Yeah, and really, really great stuff.
And right after that, Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Bo Bice. And then when that finishes, we have a jam session. And all the musicians get together, and we have a huge jam session in Tracks Bar in the Platform Lounge right there in the Radisson. And that's always a huge success as well. And I will mention that we have a thing called the Jazz Walk. After the main stage closes, when you finish seeing the big acts on the main stage, your ticket could take you to anywhere of 9 venues in downtown Scranton, and there'll be a jazz map in the newspaper, or on our website, and in the program book, and you could go and patronize a whole host of places where you could hear more jazz, world beat music, and blues music. So it's like a touch of New Orleans, it's like Philadelphia, it's like the Village in New York City, right here in downtown Scranton on this weekend. We pack it all in for you.
And if I could put my producer's cap on just for a second, you know, we have a lot of sponsors of this project. Too many to mention right here. But it's because of them that we're able to keep the ticket prices down. You can't beat our Friday night. You can't beat it. And then Saturday nights for the big band and everybody else, you can't beat it. Even the cover charges in Philly would be considerable if you went just to see these bands, one band. And I don't think you get better ticket prices, and we have all of our sponsors to thank for that because they've allowed us to keep the prices within range so that everybody can afford them.
And then our sponsors, they're in the program book, so you can read about them. You can see what they do. They're also on our website, ScrantonJazzFestival.org. There's too many to name now. We have wonderful media sponsors. We also have individual sponsors that make contributions. We also have a box office number, which is 570-575-5282. And you can get in touch with our box office person, and they can let you know as well how to get in touch with us concerning tickets or sponsorship for the festival.
I'd like to think we're the best deal in town.
Tickets are also available at Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound location. You know how great Joe has been over so many years.
He's an icon.
He's an icon of music in our region. And then also, you know, Joe Nardone and the All-Stars, he's a great accordion player. So he's a musician, and he's always promoted live music. And so Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound, they have tickets if you're interested. And also our box office, again, is 570-575-5282, ScrantonJazzFestival.org.
Now, you know, I'm biased in my opinion, but I do believe that the lineups that we have for each night this summer are great. Marco's done a terrific job putting them all together, and I think nobody's going to be disappointed.
Taking us back to the way you present it, you care about all the details. You make sure that the musicians are respected, but you respect the audience, and you make sure we're comfortable.
It's a wonderful interplay between the audience and the musicians. And the one thing that Marco has ensured over the years is that we don't have to worry about the quality of the music that we're selling. The music is terrific, you know, and that's so important because you want your product to reflect the best. And I'm proud to say that we do that. And so I don't know if we've ever had any complaints about the quality of the music there. And that's the most important, because when the music's good, this year you'll be there and love it, and then you're going to tell your friends. And next year we hope to be around, as always. We're 12 years at it, and we're certainly not going to rest on our laurels. We're going to keep moving forward and try to put the best that we can do, of which we're capable, of doing.
If you look at the history of the people that have come to the Scranton Jazz Festival and performed, it is definitely a who's who.
Chuck Mangione.
Yeah, it's a who's who.
Last year we had Spira Gyra.
The year before, the Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah.
We've had Phil Woods.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. It's a who's who of artists that have played in every major festival and or venue all across the globe. And here they come to Scranton. And you get to see that and witness that.
And, you know, if they have a good experience, and we have no reason to think that they haven't, we take good care of them, those that come into town and those who live here. But they take their experience and they talk about it in other necks of the woods. And so we've got a positive word of mouth going on that hopefully will help us down the road when we're looking for new talent to come to town and that kind of thing. So it's a good project. We know we have to work real hard at it to make it work.
It's a year-round event.
We start in, Marco, when did you start looking at Blood, Sweat, and Tears this year?
A week after the festival last year.
Because we got to compete. Other festivals want them. We got to compete with them. And fortunately, again, due to our sponsors, we have the money to be able to compete. And that goes into our artist fund. The artist fund is there to take care of the talent that we have, which makes our program unique.
Bob Schlesinger, co-founder and producer, Marco Marcinko, artistic director, speaking with us about the 12th annual Scranton Jazz Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, at the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel, and that is, of course, in downtown Scranton. For more information on the web, scrantonjazzfestival.org, scrantonjazzfestival.org, the box office number, area code 570-575-5282, 575-5282. Headlining Blood, Sweat, and Tears featuring Bo Bice, the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band with this jazz legend, NEA Jazz Master Jimmy Heath. Peter Keepnews reminds us that among the jazz conoscenti, Jimmy Heath has long been recognized as a brilliant saxophonist and a magnificent composer, and he's also a big band arranger, so we'll be sampling some of his talents as a performer, as a composer, and as an arranger in the 2016 Scranton Jazz Festival when he joins the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band on Saturday, August 6th, getting underway at 8:30. And one of the important aspects of that particular performance is the tribute to Patrick J. Marcinko, the father of Marco Marcinko, but a legend in our world here in northeastern Pennsylvania as not just a performer, a teacher, a composer, an arranger, and a passionate human being. And they will pay tribute to Patrick J. Marcinko Jr. Sadly, he did pass away too soon on July 8th of this year. So he will be remembered, and as we heard at the start, he played in what was considered, at least for a time, the very first jazz festival in the United States as a member of the band The Musical Miners, and that was in the 50s in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And so he will be remembered at a festival that was co-founded by his son, and that is Saturday, August 6th at 8:30 p.m. It's NEA Jazz Master Jimmy Heath with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band, and there will be so much more, as we heard Alexis P. Suter Band on Friday, and there will be the Tommy Hamilton Work in Progress Band, and the Organic Vibe Trio Plus One will be performing, and the Tizer Trio, and the Keystone College Jazz Institute Student Combos, the Jost Project, and so much more, Jason Miles and the New Kind of Band. And of course, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Bo Bice, that's Sunday, August 7th. For more information online, scrantonjazzfestival.org, scrantonjazzfestival.org.